Phoenix Audio presents
Only in silence the word, only in dark the light, only in dying life. Bright the hawk's flight on the empty sky. The island of Gaunt, a single mountain that lifts its peak a mile above the storm-wracked northeast sea, is a land famous for wizards. From the towns in its high valleys and the ports on its narrow, dark bays, many a Gauntishman has gone forth to serve the lords of the archipelago in their cities as wizard or mage, or looking for adventure to wander working magic from isle to isle of all Earthsea. Of these, some say the greatest, and surely the greatest voyager, was the man called Sparrowhawk, who in his day became both dragon lord and archmage. His life is told of in the Deed of Ged and in many songs, but this is a tale of the time before his fame, before the songs were made. He was born in a lonely village called Ten Alders, high on the mountain at the head of the Northward Vale. Below the village, the pastures and plowlands of the vale slope downward level below level towards the sea, and other towns lie on the bends of the River Aar. Above the village, only forest rises, ridge behind ridge, to the stone and snow of the heights. The name he bore as a child, Duni, was given him by his mother, and that and his life were all she could give him, for she died before he was a year old. His father, the bronze smith of the village, was a grim...